Nomal Misha should not go to the mikvah, but Nomal by a port where the ships are, and we're afraid Shoshi is very dirty there, that some dirt may get stuck on her feet when she goes to the mikvah to be a chatzitza. On top of that, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Samor says, Afagav Dehash Telek, even though now when she comes up from the mikvah, from the being table in the nor in the port, by the river there, we do not see any dirt on her. But still, we have to be afraid, Aima maybe, Virjuni Nofa, when she was coming up, it fell off her. In other words, when she went into the mikveh, into the nor, she had something, dirt stuck on her foot. Just on the way up, it came off. And since the port is a very dirty place, she should not be terrible there. Avu Adi Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Ovid Lebante Mikvois B'yemen Hisin, he made for his own daughters mikvois, means in a house, like in a house, you know, a mikveh, in Nisim time. Notice, he did not want them to be terrible in the river Nisim time. But in Tishrei time, then he didn't care for to go to her children, his daughters to be tabled in the Nor. Just he made sure it shouldn't be dirty on the bottom, so he put mats on the floor there in the Nor that they should not get full of the dirt, there should not be a chatzitza b'shas the table. And the reason always why he made, let them go, he wanted them to go to the mikvah the Yom Nisan, because that's the time of the rainy season, when all the snow starts to melt down. And then he was afraid that maybe in the Nor there'd be more rainwater than there would be from the actual Mayan well water. The Lochar is only well water, the actual natural river, that's Tor, even though it's running. But rainwater is only Tor Bashverim when it's settled, like in a mikvah, and not when it's flowing. So if he was choshed not to be tevil in the river at the rainy season, like in Nisan time, maybe there'd be too much rainwater there, and that's not Tor, b'shat it's flowing. So therefore he made them be tevil in the mikvah. Ma'ashen k'b'yem etishrei, that's not his man to have the snow, the rain melt down. So therefore, he let his daughters be tevil in the nor. Just for the first halacha, it shouldn't get full of chatzitza, he put a mat on the floor there. The Omer of Gidl Omer Rav, Nos no tavshu libno. Let's say an Isha first fed her child. She gave him food to eat. And then for Tobel, then she went down to the mikvah right away without washing herself off first. The Olson, she comes up from the mikvah. So Locher is Leosla Tfil does not help. Afagav Dashto, like even though right now she's clean, we did not find a chatitza, none of the food is stuck to her. But we have to be afraid maybe Amir, Amo, Birjuni Nofal. That when she went down to the mikveh, she had dirt on her, and it first came off on the way up. So therefore, the tefillah is no good. She has to be tabled a second time. Omar Romi Bar Abba Hani Ravda de Kisulta. An Isha that has a scab, she had a womb and a healed on top, and then after 3 days, like a scab comes on top. So it goes like this: At loisa yoma lechay for the first 3 days of the scab, it's still soft, and therefore it's like butter to the bosser. It's not called a chatzitza. Therefore, she can be terrible the way it is right now. Rashi says, Gildan Rach, the skeb is soft. And also, Mechubra, it's like attached to the body. Fevika Gufa Bosom Lechaitzi. But Nikan Ve'el Chetz, it's 3 days old, where then Chetz is called a Chetzit. It's too hard. It's not like Bosom to the Guf. So, most of the eights, I think they say today, is that when Isha has a skeb on her, that's why she has to soak herself well in water until it softens up. And once it softens up, then it's okay. Oma Marukva, Marukva says, Liflof Shebayin, if she has some pus coming out from her eyes, Solach, if it's still wet, liquid, and a chaitz is not called a chatzitza, it's just not called a chatzitza, it just falls off. Yavish, if it's dried up on your eye, then chaitz, then she doesn't take it off, it's called a chatzitza. Ma'imus and Nikru Yavish, when is this pus like in the eye extended hard? When it turns green, sometimes in the morning you wake up, you have some pus inside the eye. When it turns a little bit green, that's called hard already. So she has to make sure. Only go there the way she is, Gedilosa, when she's growing, means the way she normally walks, the way her normal manner is. That she should not fold herself too much in the mikvah. I mean, to say like this, because not like, we learn like this. Her ish. Nira Koider. This brought down a locha by Maris Negoim. That Prostik says, Lechol Mar Eni HaKoyin, says only Tomei, if the Koyin could see it, not in his base of storm, not in the hidden parts of his body. So now, what's called normal a person is the way a Koyin could look at him to see if he sees the Negev there or not. So it says, by a man of the Negev, by a man is Koider, the way his arms are, the way he's or either the way he's plowing a field, or Meisik Bezeisim, or else the way his feet are, the way he's pulling off the olives off the tree, Kameisik, the way a man is standing it that way, there's not too tight together, that's the way a current should be able to see the nega. But if he can't see it when he's standing in this way, then it's Torah. Isha, what about an Isha? Nira Kairegis, her arms are the way her arms are the when she weaves something. Or Menika as Beno, and how her feet are when she bends herself over to nurse a child. So kids, this is the way she should go to the mikveh also. Bent over a little bit, but not too much. Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Neima Achas, Keshura Chetzetzes, Venisha and a hair. If one hair is knotted, there's a knot in one hair by itself, that's very tight, that does not let the water go in the hair, and therefore that's called a chatzitza. Because the locher is, when Isha goes to the mikveh, the whole hair has to be in the mikveh. What's going to be